Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel's trying to help us out. The whole week he's playing mystery songs performed by ABBA. So come on close to your mic, Chris, and help me. What's the name of this song?
Oh, I have no idea.
Will they sing it maybe, Nigel? Okay, we'll listen. Mamma Mia! Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Well, I'm not, because I didn't know the song.
You didn't. They did that whole movie.
Yes.
With the music of ABBA, and the movie was called
Mamma Mia.
There you go. Do-over. Thanks, Nigel, but it makes us happy. Look who's here, presented by the Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians. Richard Milanovich always made sure that I said Agua Caliente, not Agua. Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians. Hi, Chris Castro.
Hi, Joey.
Yeah, right. That's easy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tell us you are with the Palm Springs Mounted Police Search and Rescue. We've never had anybody on the show. 26 years.
Wow, I find
that
hard to believe.
I want to know everything. Well, what do you do?
Well, I'm a SAR technician. Basically, I get a call out and from the police department. We're a reserve unit of Palm Springs Police. We've been in existence since 1949, and they started off as a mounted unit back then, and we've been around almost 71 years.
Wow.
Now, we don't use horses anymore.
Oh.
Because in the old days, you'd have to have your own horse.
I see.
And that's a very expensive endeavor. So most of the units, or most of the members of the units, are just volunteers. We're all volunteers with the search and rescue unit, and we're also a reserve unit of the police department.
Wow. I'm so honored to know you. Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
And a reserve unit of the police department. Gosh. Now, my youngest child is Nigel's 31, Tyler's 33. Okay. Tyler had a dog named Montana that we got when we lived in Montana. And Tyler was younger, 6, 7, 8. And we came down here. We had a fabulous trainer. I can't think of her name. And she trained Tyler with Montana. And he just couldn't handle it. It was an Australian tri-heeler. Smartest dog. And she went to work with the search and rescue. And that was the lead dog. And he was trained to get in the helicopters with you guys.
Oh, that's very good.
And he finally passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But when Tyler grew up and saw Montana again, Montana remembered him.
Hmm.
They never lost the scent. Is that how it goes?
Probably, yeah.
Do you guys work with dogs?
We don't.
That's part of search and rescue,
it is,
though, right?
In some aspects it is. The reason why we don't use them out here in the desert because of the ground temperatures get hot.
Yes.
And then the scent rises and they lose the scent. Also, it's the ground temperatures can exceed well over 160
Hello.
Degrees, so it's very dangerous for animals to be on a search out here.
Yes, but I know Montana served in the helicopters. Mm-hmm. They were probably
higher elevation. Yeah,
because you had to train him special. Mm-hmm. Oh, so tell me exactly what you do.
Well, what I do is, if we get a call out, let's say we have an injured hiker or a lost hiker in the mountains or in the canyon somewhere, we'll set up a search team and go look for them. Usually we can find them within, if we know their location. Usually it's a cell phone call.
Yes.
Because of the cell phones today have technology. 15, 20 years ago, it was a little harder. You know, we get a 911 call from somebody hiking out saying there's a lost hiker, so we'd spend hours looking for that individual. We could get an aviation unit from either the Sheriff's Department or the California Highway Patrol to help locate these individuals. And myself or one of my other colleagues will either go into the helicopter and fly up there. And if we locate them somewhere in the canyons
then
or on
what?
A cliff, we'll do a hoist. We'll hoist them out. And then basically myself or one of my colleagues will fly up. We'll come down to the individual.
You go down from the helicopter.
Down from the helicopter, hoist down.
Maybe they're hurt, maybe.
They're hurt, or they could be lost or dehydrated or heat-related.
What if they've got a broken bone?
We can assess them. We could call for more assistance from paramedics and fly them up, stabilize them.
Gosh, goosebumps.
Get some more of our colleagues up there, put them in a litter so we can airlift them off the mountain or out of one of the canyons.
We
just had an incident in one of the canyons here in the Indian Canyons where we had a hiker, her knee blew out. So basically we had the Highway Patrol come in, drop down one of their guys, and then we splinter
when
up.
When you say drop down, we mean a helicopter,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, okay. Hoisting down, and then we hoist them back up. And we put them in a suit called a screamer suit. Basically it's like a large diaper.
Uh-huh.
And it's a three-point harness, and they just sit inside of it, and they just get hoisted up. And I think the term came from sometimes the people will be screaming on the way up.
Yes.
So we kind of nickname it a screamer suit.
Suit. But that's how you lift them back up into the helicopter.
And then fly them back to a landing zone where there's paramedics, AMR.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
I live in the Mesa.
Okay.
And I hear the helicopters going over my house every so often.
Yes. And that's usually probably because we're looking for somebody or there's an injured hiker up there. One of our other things we do is we like to go and do public relations at the trailheads and give hikers
information
on, you know, hiking safety tips.
Water. Cell phone.
Proper clothing, proper footwear. Know what trail you're on. You'd be surprised how many hikers hike into these parts and don't know what trail they're on. So when they do call the 911 operator, they're telling them, well, I can see a golf course from my location.
Yeah, I see cactus. I see mountains. Yeah. So good.
Well, you know, there's like 130 golf courses, so that doesn't really give us much information. But usually they can photograph where they're at, send us the picture. Then we can kind of give an idea where
really?
They're located at. Yeah, it does help.
I can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz. And you're busy, aren't you?
We can get calls once or twice a week sometimes. Sometimes we go weeks without calls.
That's good.
And then there's times when the holidays come up, like the President's Day, spring break, the valley's at its peak season right now. So we get a lot of local tourists, I should say, from out of town. Mostly we get a lot of rescues from experience. We rescue the experienced hikers because they're the
ones. Say that again.
I know that sounds kind of dumb, but the ones we rescue the most are the ones who tell us that they're their experienced hikers.
My
goodness. So because they're overconfident. They think they know what they're doing. They come from a different location. They're not too sure. Once they get into this area, they totally are caught off guard by the environment. They might live in L.A. or Orange County and hike all the time in the local hills out there, but when they come out here, it's a different experience, especially as the temperatures start to increase.
Yes.
And then they don't realize how hot the ground can get.
And is sunstroke an element?
Heat stroke and heat exhaustion is one of the two main things here in the summertime and in the springtime as well. You get a lot of people from the northern states and Canada. 85 degrees to them is a heat wave.
Yes.
And, you know, I tell them that, you know, it doesn't get hot until it gets 110 out here.
Yeah, we don't count. Yeah. 80 degrees. That's
for us, that's beautiful weather.
Yes.
But for most people from like Calgary or Vancouver or other places like Minnesota, Seattle, 85, 90 degrees is extremely warm for them.
Gee, I'm so glad to get to know you. It's called the Palm Springs Mounted Police Search and Rescue, or what is it called?
Well,
what does your shirt say?
Palm Springs Mounted Police Search and Rescue.
Well, there you go. And the tribe has gifted you and supported you?
Absolutely. They've donated money and equipment to us. They had a golf tournament a few years back, and they donated to several nonprofits here in the desert. And we received $35,000 from the tribe, which was a great donation. We used that money to buy a new Jeep. And so, and also they donated equipment to us as well, like new packs.
Oh.
And the money also, if we also get money, we use that for equipment like ropes.
Because you need emergency medical things and
medical equipment.
Water and.
Yeah, we get a lot of this is donated to us because we are a nonprofit here in the desert.
Oh.
So we receive a nonprofit status.
Yes.
And so we sell T-shirts at Village Fest that help.
Yay.
That help, you know, with our equipments.
I love that T-shirts at Thursday Night Village Fest.
Mm-hmm. And we've been doing that for a good 20 years.
Bless your heart.
Well, thank you.
Have you ever had to go rescue an animal?
Actually, we have. I had a dog that escaped from the animal shelter and ran up to one of the trails. Now, it wasn't a sanctioned rescue. We kind of did it. We got a call from them. They ran off one of the washes and up one of the canyon trails high up. So we went up there to look for it, and one of the horseback riders spotted it and told us where it was. It was an Australian Shepherd.
Oh.
We found her, but she was a biter.
Uh-oh.
So one of the guys did get kind of nip in the hand, but we were able to bring her back down and bring her back to the shelter where she was taken care of.
She was scared.
She was scared. So we haven't done any rescues like with horses or anything or rescue horses, but we are prepared if we have to do any of that as well.
That's amazing. Is there a website for pictures and information?
We do have a Facebook page.
What's it called?
I believe it's the Palm Springs Mounted Police Search and Rescue. We're on Facebook.
Okay. And are you a tab on palmspringsca.gov? I wonder if you're on the main city website.
I believe we are.
I'll check it out before I put all of this up with your picture. Okay. I'm so proud to know
you.
And thanks to the tribe, Kate Anderson, for sending us Chris Castro. You just dial 911. That's your phone
number. That is our phone number.
If somebody needs to be.
Now, I do work for the tribe.
Oh, good.
I'm a tribal ranger.
Of course you are.
So I do kind of both. I'm at both ends, so I'm either in the canyons working as a ranger, or when I'm not at work, I'm on call 24/7 with the Mounties.
So I've seen the ranger vehicles.
Okay.
Because I just have.
Okay.
So that's a different job altogether.
That is a different job.
What do you do in regards to that?
Well, we protect and preserve the natural resources and the cultural sites of the tribal lands. We also give interpretive hikes. We perform also search and rescues as well as in the canyons. And
how do we get a hike? Well, I mean, how do we get a tour of the tribal lands?
Well, tours are on Tawquish Canyon, 8, 10, 12, and 2. And then Indian Canyons have tours on Friday through Sunday at 10 and 1 p.m.
I'm writing Friday and Sunday.
And then on Monday through Thursdays are interpretive lectures in the canyons.
And they're free?
And they're free. They're part of the admission.
I got to do that. I after Richard Milanovich left the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's been hard for me to go back there, but I will.
Okay. Well, can't wait
will
to
you
see
come
you in there.
Back?
I will.
Thank you so much. Well, wasn't this great, Nigel? Chris Castro, presented through the courtesy of the Awa Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians. He is part of the Tribal Rangers and also part of the Palm Springs Mounted Police Search and Rescue. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Joey.
Nigel's going to escort you out, and he's going to bring in Robert Firth while I tell you, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.